Luca D'Alberto mit Wait For Me auf Lux FM am Mittwochnachmittag. Der italienische Komponist, der als Multi-Instrumentalist seine Platten übrigens auch ganz alleine einspielt, er ist jetzt bei mir im Studio und wir quatschen ein bisschen über seine Arbeit am Debütalbum Endless, das im Mai erscheinen wird. Wir reden über die Zusammenarbeit mit dem K7 Neo Classic Sublabel 7K und finden raus, wie diese zustande gekommen ist. Wir sprechen über die cineastischen Qualitäten seiner Musik und unter Umständen auch über berühmte Fans wie Wim Wenders. Im Anschluss ans Gespräch verlosen wir Tickets für seine Show im Silent Green am kommenden Freitag, den 27.01.2017. Zunächst aber heißt es nochmal Hello and welcome and benvenuto Luca.
Ciao, ciao a tutti. I am so happy to be in Flux FM Studios.
Yes, and we're happy to have you here. How are you doing today?
Today I have a rehearsal to prepare the show.
Okay, cool.
So a lot of energy and I am ready.
It's a beautiful surrounding that you've chosen for one of your first shows with the new record Endless, right? The Silent Green is an amazing place.
Yes, I am fascinated from this location and is the even close to K7.
No, it's another advantage, right?
Yes, exactly. But anyway, it's a location full of energy, strange, dark and beautiful.
Yeah, and the sound is good as well, I've heard. The acoustics,
yeah,
are
there
nice
is
as well.
The right equilibrium of reverb and
cool.
For the acoustic strings is important.
Yeah, yes. Natural reverb, yes. That's what you want to have. Congratulations on your 7K release, on your 7K release. Your debut LP will be released in May, I believe, right?
More or less,
it's going to be in May. Please tell us a little bit about your history with the label, because I've read that you originally wanted to work for Tricky,
yeah.
But Tricky was like, no, I don't want strings anymore. I want to go for the deeper, more electronic sounds or something like that.
Yes, for the first meeting with Tricky, in real, was cool because seems that we could start to collaborate.
Yeah.
Maybe make something with Martina Topli-Bir too.
Uh-huh.
So, because for him, the strings, music can be the key to coming back to Martina for the first time.
Martina Topli-Bir.
Yes.
Cool.
But after, anyway, Os proposed to me to stay in K7, even if K7 don't do this kind of music.
That's cool, though.
Yes, exactly. But I think that, anyway, if I am a string composer or a neoclassical composer, I think that in my music behind hidden there is a lot of darkness.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So. And you use some effects that have not been used by Beethoven or Bach. That's true as well.
Yes.
But now let's talk about the Tricky thing. So Tricky, you wanted to do some strings with Tricky. Tricky didn't want it. Maybe you're going to do it for Martina Topli-Bir, who sang on Tricky records way back then in the 80s. Maybe you're going to work with her. That's cool. But then the label was like, oh, I'm sorry, you can't work with Tricky. It doesn't work. But maybe we're going to put out a sub-label out there just for you and your own music. How
exactly.
Crazy is that?
It exactly,
must be
yes.
A dream come true.
Yes, because in my life I did the composer.
Mm-hmm.
Now I am performer and I take my music around the world, and so I prepare myself in another direction. And K7 gave to me this possibility, and so I am very happy to collaborate with Os, Wendy Muller, and all the K7 stuff.
Yeah, it's really great. I think it's a great family, and I think they've understood that the music that you do, that neoclassical way of composing music, that there's a future for that. I think there's a future audience for that. There are people out there who are not listening to classical music at all right now.
Yeah.
But they're probably going to be the greatest Luca D'Alberto fans in the near future.
I think so, because even in Spotify, in just 1 month from Wait For Me release, we have more than 100 listeners.
Wow.
So this means that now the Neoclassica is the time from Neoclassica, I think.
I really think so. Now, you do play all of the instruments on your record on your own. You play them all yourself. I mean, I've heard that when we're talking about pop musicians or rock musicians, that they can play the drums and the bass and the guitar, maybe. That's not so special. But when it comes to working with classical instruments, that's a special thing. Not too many people are able
because,
to do that.
Yes, it's hard. Because sometimes the people that, like me, go to conservatory and finish an important trip in this kind of things, in music, classical music, sometimes it's like that being a jail. after they play so good Schumann, Chopin, but yeah. The problem is one, why? Why you have to play so good Schumann or Chopin and you not are able to be the director of your life?
Yeah. And the thing is with that, when you're working on a conservatory or the conservatorium, you are concentrating on one instrument, right? I mean, you have to learn the piano if you want to study the violin, mm-hmm. but as soon as you're into the...
Yes, the philosophy is to be focused mm-hmm. really on one instrument, but I am graduated in violin and I started to play piano. Anyway, I was fascinating from electronic music and... rock music, and so after I developed my personal trip, I think that the conservatory was just the start. It's just the start, not for me. Have to be just the start.
When I'm listening to the sound of the piano in Blessed Messenger, I get the feeling that it's not the piano that's been around at the conservatorium. It's an old one, right? A little detuned, a little spooky sounding.
Yes, with a lot of sordina. It's an old piano that is in my home house in Abruzzo, that now is a region that is hit by natural disasters. So I think that I will dedicate this concert to my region. Yes.
Yeah, that's sad.
Because the piano was there in the meanwhile of earthquake. And
no.
Yes, because my city is so close to epicentrum. Anyway, a lot of people not have anymore the house in my city, but the piano stayed there and
it survived?
Survived, and I am so happy that I played this piano that fight against the earthquake.
Yeah, I really think that an earthquake in the area where you're coming from, it might be a good topic for a whole record, you know what I'm saying? Because everything has been shaken, things have been tumbling down. There's so many images one can write about, I think.
Yes, I think that when you live for the first time the earthquake, you really understand, for first, the sound of the earthquake.
Yeah.
That is so bass. Yeah. It's like big... And after, when shake the house, seems that a giant take. And I think that in psychologist's way, this is an experience that remain in yourself, but not just in negative way.
Yeah, it's a traumatic thing, though, but maybe, especially as an artist, you can turn those traumatic things into something beautiful,
yes,
right?
Yes, just one thing. I remember that I have problem to put earphones. Because when there is the earthquake, you are always in alarm, you know? And so the first time that I coming back to record something, to put the earphones for me is to close myself in myself, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so I was terrible for 1 month or two. I even not have the possibility to put the earphones.
Wow.
I not stay calm.
Okay, because you witnessed the earthquake in Abruzzo? You were there when it happened?
Yes, in 2009, when there was always in Abruzzo, and this summer too, when there was in Lazio. But so anyway, Italy. So.
Yeah. But the worst things happened like right now with the hotel and the stuff. Yeah,
that one is so close. But the problem is the earthquake, the snow, and a lot of things, but okay.
Yeah. Let's not talk about that too much. Let's listen to one of your songs right now. This one is called Blessed Messenger. Wir haben schon erwähnt, dass das Piano so ein bisschen verstimmt klingt und alt und dadurch so magisch und schön. Und Luca hat mir gerade erzählt, das Piano hat in der Tat ein Erdbeben überlebt in den Abruzzen. Wir haben ja in den Nachrichten mitbekommen, dass dort eine Naturkatastrophe gerade im Moment die nächste jagt in der Gegend, aus der Luca stammt. Wir hören Blessed Messenger von der Platte Endless, die im Mai erscheinen wird. Wir quatschen dann gleich noch ein bisschen weiter und verlosen Tickets für die Show am Freitag von Luca D'Alberto im Silent Green. I love the sound of the piano. It doesn't go ding dong dong, it goes fing fring fring fring. There's air breathing through it.
Yes, it's to find a way that is not comfortable. My music has to be always in not equilibrium state.
We've talked about the fact that you were playing all the instruments on the record on your own. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, for the concert, you can't do that. You have to find musicians to work for you. How difficult was it? Because you have a certain way of playing the instruments. You have a very personal way of approaching the instrument.
Yeah.
Now, you can't just go for a pianist, the first pianist that you meet, and go like, here, can you play that for me? Because there has to be a person with a special feeling. How hard was it to find the right persons, the right musicians? It
was a trauma in the start because you imagine, I pretend to Manny Luca. I would like to play with Manny Luca, but it's not possible. But I found this ensemble that come from Rome, where I live now, and is amazing people because they follow a lot. They try to understand how play the strings, how play the piano. Of course, starting from a recording where I play all the instruments of myself and arriving to an ensemble was a trip really strange.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
But in the same time, there is something that can be even more beautiful. I don't believe that there is just one color.
Yeah, that's true. And maybe you can learn something about your own music when another musician is showing you his approach to your compositions, right?
Yes, the important is to live free to this musician, to control, but in the same time to live free. It's a difficult equilibrium to be a leader, because for me the leader is the first slave.
Yeah. Speaking of leaders and slaves, you've worked for other people as well. You've composed for films. Wim Wenders is a huge fan. You've worked with the Peanut Bausch Company. You've worked for the Jewish Museum here in Berlin. How hard or difficult is it for you as a composer to work for somebody else, to do commissioned work? Is it, because I can imagine it might even be easier to do commissioned work, because you talk to the people, they tell you what they want, and you'd be like, yeah, I can deliver that, maybe.
Yeah.
And when you're working on your own compositions, you're totally free, you can do whatever you want. It might be harder, I don't know. How is it for you?
The first start is to understand that when someone asks for you for your music, this is not your project. You are guest. But many times the most genius artist that I meet was simple to collaborate with them, with Peter Greenway, with Saskia Bodeke, or with Tanztheater Peanut Bausch, because at the end we are similar.
Yeah.
And so it's really easy that when you make some proposal, they are in your dimension.
Okay, cool.
Your same dimension, yes.
So you're looking eye to eye, and then and when people respect each other,
yes, and
it's easier.
I am so happy to collaborate with Saskia and Bodega and Peter Greenway, and we did in Jewish Museum in Berlin a big installation, because Peter and Saskia collaborate with a lot of important composers like Philip Glass, Michael Nyman.
Wow.
And so I am the new generation, so
I'm just talking to the new Philip Glass here on Flux FM. Luca D'Alberto is here. Write down his name.
You have to remember him.
Oh no, but I really think it's an interesting thing that you do work with other artists, and it works fine as soon as you have mutual respect for each other, and as soon as you let them into your world and they let you into their world, I think, right?
It's a way to make sex.
Yeah. Consensual sex.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that. I've read about costumes for the show on Friday.
The costume will arrive after.
What's that? What about the costumes? Do you, the musicians are going to wear costumes or...?
The costume will, the official costume that we are created from this amazing costume designer, Japanese, Hiromi Nodera, will arrive in the official tournée.
Okay.
This is more a low profile to start with energy, but in the same time, total black can be right for us now.
Yeah.
But total black, modern total black.
Okay.
But anyway, the costumes are really amazing. I not have the words to describe. I hope that the people can come in my show and to see the costume soon.
Yeah, cool. So what I was thinking about as well, because there's so many people say, and I feel it as well, that your music has a cinematic quality to it. The song start, and I think every person who listens to it, who has a functioning brain, starts their images start popping up in their brains, you know? And I've read that your way of composing is that you're trying to translate images into music, that you have images in your head and then you try to translate them into music. That's the way you compose. But Where do you get are these images in your head, or do you sometimes, I don't know, project a film into the onto the wall in the studio and do a new soundtrack to it?
No, I think that the secret is that for first come the music and not myself. The problem of many composers, many musicians is that not are able to be themselves in a little side of the room and leave the music speak. What I mean is that the music and emotion have to come before of the musician that is behind. To be sincere, to put away the stupid virtuosistic things. And anyway, I think that many of us now, we are costly from this society to be actors a little bit, no? Mm-hmm. And so I like to imagine my music like a secret place where someone can find himself in his emotion, not just beautiful emotion, even emotion that can embarrass a little bit, but falling back in this music and live free and not be actor, because we are tired to be actors no? every day.
Yeah, that's true.
To survive.
Yeah, that's nice though that you say like that. And I really think that's the magic about music, especially instrumental music, is that so many things are happening and no one can explain them. Right? Not the scientists can explain them. Not the people who look at music as a science. They can. Nobody can explain why things are happening when one's listening to a minor chord or a major. You know that minor chords are sad and major chords are not sad or happy, but nobody knows why. That's so beautiful about music. That's still a magic thing that's happening.
Yes, I think so. And sometimes instrumental music not have this jail that are the words.
Yeah.
And maybe it's better, because otherwise sometimes we have to go with the priority to the words and not to the music. And it's difficult to find someone.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, there's music where the words happen to be more important than the music. There's Bob Dylan music, maybe, or something like that, you know, where the poetry part is so important. And it's perfectly fine that this music exists too. But I really think there's a certain strength to instrumental music that one has probably almost forgotten about.
Mm.
Although when you're watching a major film or something like that, you realize that all the emotions in the movie are made by the music that's lying underneath.
Yes, anyways, a fight from a lot of words, or sometimes a good silence can be even more strong, no?
So what are you working on now? The LP is finished, it's out there, you're touring, the musicians are going to take over your job. You maybe have to conduct them a little, but it's all.
Are you
working on new stuff already?
New music, of course, and a lot of projects with Greenway and Bodeke.
Mm-hmm.
And in Italy with Michele Placido and two films, very big in Italy.
Cool.
But yes, a lot of work, and now there will be a new exhibition in the south of the Spain of Peter Greenway and Saskia painting.
Uh-huh.
Saskia is the wife.
Yeah.
And I am happy, because before to come in Berlin yesterday night, I not sleep to compose this music.
Okay.
So I think that after this interview, I go to sleep 1 hour.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm fine with that. But just an hour, Luca.
Just 1 hour.
Thank you for visiting. It was great to be talking to you.
Really.
Heute Abend, nein, nicht heute Abend, am Freitagabend findet die Show von Luca statt im Silent Green. Ein Streichquartett wird die Komposition von Luca nochmal auf die Bühne bringen, und ein Piano ist auch dabei. Wer sich das angucken möchte, hat jetzt die letzte Chance, dahin zu kommen. 030 2000 9000. Das ist die Nummer, zum Glück. Wir haben die letzten Tickets für Luca D'Alberto am Freitag. Am Sonntag wird es aber nochmal eine Zusatzshow geben, am 29. Januar. Und für die könnt ihr uns auch noch erreichen, beziehungsweise um Tickets anbetteln. Das dann aber per Mail. win@fluxfm.de als Betreff bitte Luca D'Alberto eintragen. Und mit etwas Glück steht ihr dann für Sonntag auf der Gästeliste für die Zusatzshow im Silent Green. Die Veranstaltung am Freitag ist schon ausverkauft. Da haben wir aber nochmal zwei letzte Tickets, die ich raushaue unter der 030 2000 9000. Viel Glück beim Durchkommen. And thank you again, Luca.
Thank you.
I think we'll meet again pretty soon, maybe as soon as your next record's out, or as soon as we do more shows here.
Yeah, I'm sure. And I will be like, I will come again like a friend now.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
Bye bye, my friend.
Ciao, 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 ciao.